95% of the time, our subconscious mind is running the show. We're only truly conscious about 5% of the time, which means 95% of the time, people are creating their reality from subconscious belief structures.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire change makers, leaders, visionaries, trailblazers, how to embody wealth consciousness, their creative genius, and their visionary impact. So I'm your host, Alara Sage, and today it's a solo episode where it's just you and me, and we kind of just focus on one topic and a little bite-sized moment here for you to take this away with yourself and contemplate what we're talking about here today. And what I wanted to talk about was, you know, the truth of our relationship to wealth, the truth of our relationship to money is actually very visceral. It's in our body. And this is something that I personally experienced. You can't really lie to yourself about how you feel about money and wealth. There may be times that you can convince yourself that you feel safe. There may be times where you can convince yourself that you, you know, feel secure and worthy and of value. However, if you're holding limiting belief structures that are rooted in lack, that are rooted in scarcity, that are rooted in unworthiness, inadequacy, you will have very visceral sensations that are triggered when certain things appear in your physical reality with regards to your wealth, right? Another thing is you can also, if you're watching a movie and, you know, somebody's money gets stolen or the IRS comes after somebody, right, financially, these are all experiences that can also trigger your body. So if you are somewhat aware of your body, you can also be very aware of what do you truly believe about money and wealth. In my own personal experience, before my money was stolen, so my money was stolen in 2021 and my six-figure business crashed, if you haven't heard me talk about that. Before that, I had plenty of money. And therefore, I chose to, quite honestly, pretend that I was good. You know, I didn't have lack beliefs. I didn't believe in scarcity. I obviously had worthiness, you know, because I had money. But the truth was that these things that I'm speaking about today of, you know, watching something on TV about the IRS, you know, having particular wasn't so much bills for me. It had more to do about like potentially the IRS or debt, you know, the idea of debt. Anytime I would hear that somebody was in a lot of debt, right? My body would react, right? We call that a trigger, and it can feel like a little twang, a little ting, little ping in your body. It can feel like a contraction. Like somebody is squeezing a part of your body or squeezing you, pressing in on you, like the walls are closing in on you. You can have feelings of anxiety, feelings of nervousness. You know, your breath can change. Right? Your breath rate, your heart rate can increase. You can all of a sudden feel like you need to fidget. You need to distract yourself. You need to get up and move. These are all examples of visceral sensations of triggers. Of course, you can have an emotional reaction whether that's anger or fear or disgust. And so it's really powerful, because if you listen to this, you know, you can become more aware of what is truly running the show in your life. Because it's been proven that the majority of our day is ran by our subconscious mind. 95% of the time, our subconscious mind is running the show. We're only truly conscious about 5% of the time. Now, I don't know if that's a general statistic or if that relates to all people, including people who practice meditation, practice presence. I assume it's a more generalized statistic, because I personally feel the more you meditate, the more you come into states of presence, the more you are conscious, present, and aware of everything that's going on. Regardless, if you just simply listen to that number, 95% of the time, which means 95% of the time people are creating their reality from subconscious belief structures, right? So if you're not experiencing wealth, or if you are experiencing wealth and you have this underlying sensation, this underlying essence that it'll be stolen, it'll be taken, the IRS could come after you, you could lose it all, this feeling of insecurity, unsafety, then there are belief structures in your subconscious mind that you aren't fully seeing. And I say this from my heart to you, because I was in it. And I wasn't able to own it. You know, I had the money, so I wanted to pretend like I didn't have these things. And that could be you. Maybe you are wealthy. Maybe money's never truly been an issue for you. However, if you are really honest with yourself, you don't feel worthy of it, or you don't feel safe in it, or vice versa. You don't have the money, you don't feel worthy, you don't feel safe, you don't feel secure, right? They're the same coin. They're just different sides of the same coin. So wealth embodiment is about creating your structure in the energy of safety, security, love, worthiness, so that regardless of what happens to, you know, quote unquote, the amount of money you have or anything external of you, you have that conviction of self. But we haven't been taught this, and we have created our entire financial institute off of scarcity, lack, debt, greed. And, you know, the government, the institutes, these things are all reflections of parts of ourselves. And sometimes, you know what, that's not really easy to hear, but that's the truth. There is nothing truly outside of ourselves. So when we look at our financial institutes and we think, gee, they sure are greedy and they're corrupt and, you know, it's all built on this foundation of just printing money and, you know, how false it is. The opportunity there is to say, okay, where does that exist in me? From a place of curiosity, from a place of love, not judgment. So that we can all transform this stuff at its core. And that is what will ultimately transform our financial institutes, our governments, the entire world. We can't continue to point our finger at these things externally. Just like I couldn't point my finger at who stole my money. It never even came into my space, because I knew exactly why my money was stolen. I had felt those feelings. I was being told very clearly by higher self what was happening to me. And I still stubbornly continued down the path that I went. So it was very clear to me that the only person I could hold, quote unquote, accountable was myself. But that is the truth in all circumstances. So listen to your body. Listen to your body when you go look at your bank account. What happens when there's less money in there than you thought? What do you feel in your body? What do you feel in your body when there's more money in there than you thought? Because it goes both ways. Are you giving your power of safety, security away to the money? Oh, I have lots of money. I'm safe, secure. Yeah, right? Because that can change. You know, how do you feel when you watch a movie or a show that has, you know, the government coming after somebody and throwing them in prison because they didn't pay their taxes, right? Maybe you feel like, hey, that person deserves it, right? Screw them, right? Or maybe you feel like, oh man, the IRS can come after us. Either one of those is pointing to something. It's always about coming at these topics from as many different angles as we can. How does it feel to you to think of people who are $1 million in debt, who are carrying debt? How does it feel in your body when you think of people who are homeless, people who have nothing? It will be revealed to you if you sit with yourself. And again, this is an opportunity. Anytime we're triggered, it's an opportunity to see where we are holding belief structures that ultimately are limiting. That's what a trigger is. A trigger is pointing to a subconscious belief that you are holding that is not truly in alignment with the essence of your being, your soul, your divinity, your greatness, your limitlessness. That's why it doesn't feel good. That's why it feels tight, restrictive, contractive, because it is AKA limiting you. So you want to see these beliefs. You want to draw your awareness to them because then you can change them and you can step more into your power. You can step more into your limitlessness. You can create wealth on a foundation that nurtures you, that feels good, that you deeply know that regardless of what happens to the economy, to your bank account, you know, you have conviction and confidence in yourself, of your creator capacity, of your wealth, of your abundance. So always remember that your beliefs about money, your beliefs about wealth live in your body. You know, they're ultimately in your subconscious mind, but your body is the one that's going to communicate to you what those are. So listen to your body. Listen to the sensations in your body. Become curious about it. Follow the breadcrumb trails that your body is leaving for you to try to point, to try to show you what you believe that limits your potential, what you believe that holds you back, what you believe that feeds into this belief of unworthiness, inadequacy, lack of safety. It's a very powerful process. And I'm always here to help you. You know, this is what I do, is working with these belief structures. How do we transmute them? You know, how do we step into the version of ourselves that we do truly desire? You know, the person that feels very, very confident, anchored in their truth, regardless of what occurs in their physical reality. We want that. That is what freedom truly feels like. That is what true wealth feels like in the body. So I'm always here if you need support. And as always, thank you for joining me. Make sure you share this episode of Wealth Embodied and the podcast in general. We have some really amazing guests coming on in the months to come. So it's going to be very, very delicious as we continue this conversation of, you know, what is wealth embodiment and how do we truly embody wealth consciousness. I love you all so very much. Until next time.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com